We have interrupted our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Wait, merciful crap!
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
This station will remain on the air to broadcast news, official information, and
Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Turn it up and turn it on. some of that food. Now give me a little bit of drum by himself there. Now give me a little bit of bass with those 88s. Ah, you're cooking, baby. You're smoking. Now everybody, I want to hear you all. Ah, can you do it? 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 Come on, people. Hey, when they see me walking down the street, they think twice and then they speak. On their faces they don't wear that smirk, 'cause they know I'm the king of the
home sweet hell.
Place Like Home, which was the B-side of Prettiest Girl, song released by the Neighborhoods back in 1980 on the Ace of Hearts Records. So how is everybody? Have you recovered from the long weekend? Hopefully you're doing okay. Hopefully you're staying cool. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, coming to you not so live on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And it's a quickie version of Strike the Box this week. We started the set out with some Velvet Starlings, with their title track to their new album that's coming out in August called Technicolor Shakedown. That released by Sound by 3 Music, at least I think that's what it is, Sound times 3 Music or Sound by 3 Music. We'll find out eventually, but again, that's Velvet Starlings with Technicolor Shakedown. And then we had The Cool Jerk by The Capitals, released back in 1966 off the Karen label. Capitals actually kind of like disbanded. And then that song came out, and they reformed, and actually the Funk Brothers were from Motown. Yeah, those Funk Brothers were the ones that helped out on the backing of that song. Originally, the song was supposed to be called Pimp Jerk, but There was a fear that if it was called that, it wouldn't get any radio play, so it was changed to Cool Jerk, which was a good idea. Anyways, as I said, I am Chris. This is Strike the Box, quick version this week. Hopefully you'll enjoy. Make sure you check out the Strike the Box Radio Show page and group on Facebook. Enough of me rambling. Let's get back on to some music.
Everybody wants to be okay. Taking time when it's late. Saturated liver, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it. And I bet you will forget it when they find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down. I'm coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. I'd like to say I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's so hot to stay afloat, I'm soaking wet without a boat, and I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news, going down. Must have had another date. I didn't need this extra weight. I wish that I could see the way it's sharp. I don't want no more. Going down, I'm going down. I can't see the left, let it slip it all the way. I made a shuttle, I'm a swimmer, said it naturally. Got myself, I can't believe it. Why I jump a line again, my tummy pump, I can't believe they drink this stuff in town. This dirty brown, I'm going down, going down, I'm going down. Hey. So getting old, I'm hungry, sleepy, wet and cold. She told me to forget it nice. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl alone. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. My pappy taught me how to float, but I can't swim a single note. He threw me in to teach me how. I stayed there floating like a mama cow, and now I've floated way downstream. No, this has to be a dream. If I could find my way to shore, I'd we'll be right back.
is getting light. Everything will be alright. Think I finally got the knack of just floating and lazy on my back. I never really liked that town. I think I'll ride the river down, just moving slow and floating free. This river swinging under me, waving back to the folks on shore. I should have thought of this before.
Going Down. That was the B-side of Daydream Believer, released back in 1967. And there's some story to that song, and you'll have to check it out on Wikipedia. But all four Monkees sort of wrote into that song of Going Down. But like I said, check it out on Wikipedia. We started the set off, though, with some Los Chicos with The Price from their new LP that they just released on Rumba Records called 20 Years of Shaking Fat and Launching Poop by Medical Prescriptions, because they can't say that other word other than poop. But it's sort of like a compilation of all the stuff they've released in the last couple of years, and they have some wicked cool videos related to that LP, so make sure you check it out. The Castaways with Liar Liar from 1965 off the Soma label. That was like their only charted hit that they had. I think that it made it to number 12 on the Billboard charts. A Better Way by The Chelsea Curve that you can get on Red Records. Make sure you check that out. And then we had The Clash with Clampdown from 1980. That was on the album London Calling. And again, there's a lot of history to that song if you want to check it out. Anyways, we should get back to the music. Please check out the Strike the Box Radio Show page and group on Facebook. And yeah, Chris, get back to the music here on WMFO and Medford 91.5 FM.
Madman or a fool would intentionally set fire to one of our forests or woodlands. Yet 90% of our forest fires are started by people. Most of these man-caused fires are due to plain carelessness. A campfire left smoldering, a lighted match thrown from a car window, a cigarette not extinguished. In less troubled times, the waste due to forest fires would be tragic. In these dangerous times, it can be disastrous. Forest fires destroy natural resources we need to keep our country strong. They impede the production and transportation of critical defense supplies, interfere with military training, and may destroy military installations. Join in the fight against carelessness. Crush out cigarettes, cigar, and pipe ashes. Break matches in two after using. Drown all campfires, then stir and drown again. Find out the law before using a fire. One moment of carelessness can destroy national beauty and wealth that can never be replaced. Forest fires are a shameful waste because they can be prevented. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Let's go to Detroit.
Now you're talking, brother.
Fast.
from there, real rain will come and wash all the scum off the streets.
Beneath the bare light bulb above, she gazed into the eyes of love. Bathed in the dirty neon light, she begged him, don't go out tonight. If we work out somehow, maybe we can find a way out, baby. And he laughed and said, I got to go. And she cried, no, Johnny, Johnny, no. Oh, Johnny, Johnny, no. His arms were warm and strong and young. I promise I won't hurt no one. Oh, baby, when you gonna learn? Them folks uptown got bread to burn. Like a thousand years, a tenement room echoed her tears. Then came the knock upon the door, two men she'd never seen before. Did you know Johnny Brown, miss? We hate to tell you this, but has he a relative you know? And she cried, no. Oh, Johnny, Johnny, no. We'll be right back.
White Stripes with Black Math off of their LP called Elephant from 2003. It is said that Jack White wrote that song because he did not want to learn from his teacher anymore, and he turned his books in. Well, we started things off with the 4019s with It's For Fun, That's All We're Living For, from their new LP, New Roaring Twenties, from Big Stir Records. And as the 4019 said, let's go to Detroit, so that's what we did. We played a bunch of stuff from Detroit. After the 4019s, we played the Tidal Waves with their regional version and cover of Farmer John, made famous by the Premiers, but the Tidal Waves had a hit with it in the Detroit area, somewhere around 64, 65, I think. And then we followed up with some Romantics with What I Like About You from 1980 off of their Romantics LP, made it to number 49 in the charts back then. Some Bob Seger and the Last Herd with his first single as a solo artist, East Side Story. He had made a break from Doug Brown and the Omens and beginning his own career there. That was off the Cameo Parkway label way back in January of 1966. And as I said, we finished it up with some Black Math by the White Stripes. So hopefully you enjoyed that Detroit music scene, and hopefully you are enjoying today's show. Please check out the Strike the Box Radio Show page and group on Facebook. Leave me a comment. It's the quickie show today. It's only about an hour. So let's enough of me. Let's get right back into the music. I think I'm going to be playing some Haley and the Crushers coming up next.
coming next time. I'm gonna leave you, baby. Me, you would try to be true, but your cheating's only gonna make me find someone new. If you can't be true to me, then I'd rather set free and go my way.
I'm gonna leave you, baby.
You are too square. I have to straighten you out.
You're gonna see the reason why. love me, or I double, double dare you to care. Will I double, double dare you to love me? I single, double, triple, double, single, double, triple, double, single, double, triple, double dare. Double, double dare you to hold me and look right in my eyes. Double, double dare you to hold me and tell me all those lies. Oh, well, I know you love your daddy. I'm sure he loves his child. But if you want me to rock your baby, let me be your loving daddy, for I'll be your loving daddy, be your loving daddy for a while. Cause I double, double dare you to love me. Cause I double, double dare you to care. Cause I double, double dare you to love me. Yes, I know you love your daddy. I'm sure he loves his child. If you want me to rock your baby, let me be your loving daddy for a while. Be your loving daddy. Be your loving daddy for a while. Cause I double, double dare you to love me. Yes, I double, double dare you to care. I'll double, double dare you to love me. Will I single, double, triple, double, single, double, triple, double, single, double, triple, double dare.
Oh no, it's Red Prysock with hand clapping, which means it's the end of the show. Damn! An hour goes by pretty quick, doesn't it? Well, we just finished up this set with some Hoyt Axton with Double Double Dare from 1964 off the VJ label. And Hoyt Axton was the father in Gremlins, if you remember the movie Gremlins. He also had a bunch of songs that he released, so you'll have to check out Hoyt Axton for the songs that he released. We started the set off, though, with Haley and the Crushers with Cul-de-Sac, which has been climbing up on the charts these last couple of weeks. You can find that song on Bandcamp, just released last month. So make sure you check out Haley and the Crushers with Cul-de-Sac. Followed it up with the Cavaliers with 7 Days of Crying. There's a lot of crying going on out there these days. But that song was on the Crisis label, released back in April of 1966. And some April March with Chick Habit, off of her EP called Chick Habit. It was also on a soundtrack that I have, and I can't remember the name of the soundtrack. That's the way it goes. But hopefully you enjoyed this week's show. Next week, I'm hoping to do a 2-hour show. I have to squeeze it in as quick as possible because actually next week, I am on vacation. So I'm hoping to get it all set, done, loaded up in the computer so that you'll be able to enjoy it next week. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Anyways, that's it for me. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO in Memphis 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Be safe out there, everybody. Be cool. It's kind of wicked hot out there. Be safe. I think I said that. Just be careful. All right, everybody. Take care, and we'll hopefully talk to you next week. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
MacGyver here. Still here after almost 30 years with the Turnpike Authority, and I've seen it all. Oh, good God, will you look what's pulling up now? I don't see many vans like that anymore. Thank God, I say. Back in the 60s, they was all over the place. But just a few these days. Always with that same bumper sticker on them, too. Have a grateful day. Whatever the hell that